give some descriptions of that would be very helpful. Describing the categories.
Yeah, I don't have any. I was just trying to think of things that
I'm trying to think of something to play. I'm sure they were other things.
Okay, well, that's alright. Did you play any games with a knife? A rope? Marbles? Jacks?
Oh, yeah, we played marbles. Jacks. I played marbles at school. We had to play marbles at home, too. And jacks, I never played that very often. I can never pick up about two jacks at once.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I know. I'm glad I got you.
Yeah, we played this thing with a paddle ball.
Okay, yeah.
I can't think what the thing is, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it's called paddle
ball. Paddle ball, is it?
What about with a knife?
I never was really dangerous with a knife. People, I guess it was a game that you hold your feet. We throw the knife between someone's feet or something like that. They spread the leg. But we never really, I never played that.
Okay.
I was always scared.
Yeah, I'm fine. What about with
a
rope?
With a rope? Jump rope. I need jump rope now. You know, skip rope, like two people need to get on the, two people on the ends and you'd call off the, hot lot doctor, lawyer, and you
chief. Yeah,
yeah,
I remember that. Okay, what about, what kinds of records do you like to listen to? In terms of not individual performers so much as just
styles.
Categories. Yeah,
styles. I like to listen to country and western. Country and western's one of my more favorite things.
Bluegrass?
Some bluegrass. When I say country and western, I just sort of, you know, like country stars, not necessarily the hillbilly bands or anything. You know.
Okay.
I like some bluegrass, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that. I like to listen to bluegrass some, but I like country and western. Bluegrass I don't usually think about as having a lot of words. Some songs do. A lot of them are just music. Country and western usually have more words to it. They may be a little slower. Or they don't have quite as many string instruments. They may also include the piano,
okay.
Maybe drums or something. I like religious music.
Okay.
Some classical. Are you talking about classical religion? Or
yeah.
I like hymns and stuff, church, but I also like some of the contemporary stuff.
Okay.
It's sounds sort of modern, you know. Of course, I like some hymns. Some of the hymns are anthems, I guess.
Okay.
Some of them are really pretty.
I like that.
Yeah. Some forms of just secular contemporary music, not necessarily the hard rock stuff. Some rock music's okay, but it's very moderate. Disco, I don't care a lot for it at all. No real hard rock. I like more mellow stuff. It has lyrics to it that are, you know, sort of express a message or a feeling.
Okay.
More than I do just noise.
Alrighty. Well, alright, finally. Is there anything about life here in Fort Meade that you expected me to ask about that I have not mentioned?
Not really, and then again, sort of, I figured you may want to know sort of my cultural background or something.
Okay.
Like, what kind of job, I don't know, maybe you asked that. I don't think you really, you asked about my family, you didn't ask really anything, interest or jobs or anything like that, or I've ever done, or, like, you know, what kind of religious background or anything like that. That may not be of any interest, it's not, it's okay, I just...
Oh, no.
I mean, I didn't know, I just thought you may want to ask some of those.
Okay, let's see. What about responses to language? And here I'm supposed to allow you to elaborate on personal attitudes, on standards of correctness, stylistic variation, and usefulness of such considerations. In terms of, do you find language important? Correctness in terms of someone speaking correctly, do you find yourself influenced that way? Or?
Yes, I find myself with poor grammatical background. But one that I really am interested in changing.
Does that affect your attitude towards other people? I mean, if you find somebody in the same boat, let's say that you classify yourself, does that affect how you're going to react to them?
Yes, I probably feel more comfortable around them because I would not feel so self-conscious of the way I talk. When I'm around people that I know expect good grammar, I guess, or I know they're going to speak grammatic, everything's grammatic.